Olmadı. Valla so tan rova nankan ta da nyam be sim jin tam ji ji tong do. Zo be san ji ji kom ban mo ji ro bar sa. Te yi che do tam be chul tu san gom sun ji chum bar sa wa nyam. San ba san jo jo do to ji ba ngan de tan de se ba.
So Rinpoche asks you to begin with developing bodhicitta, which is the wish to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. Towards that end, one resolves to listen to, reflect, and meditate on the teachings. Rinpoche will give some brief explanations today of the Vajrayana. There is a teaching of the Vajrayana, where there is a tantra, the Vajra tantra. So Rinpoche's teaching will be about this particular tantra.
The joy takpa nipa le, na jaramba koi hi na teji chi dorje tin songire. Sanga jaramba koi hi na. Sanga la rimba mangbo yere, rimba kuenje, tawa, gomba, chepa kuenjine, tei jisu chei dorje, tei na? Chei dorje, jiba dorje, che dorje, jiba dorje, hembeza, hembeza, tei na, tei ne, ta, drobjorn de la tei zon meyaz, tei ne, tei tei zobu sanje je kompang drob tukure, tei zon zanye.
Then it is stated in this tantra that one will for certain accomplish Buddhahood by means of the practice of Hevajra, the Hevajra tantra, first having gained a knowledge of all the stages of the Vajrayana. That is to say that one has acquired a proper understanding of view, meditation, and conduct through knowing all the different stages or phases of the Vajrayana. There are then many phases or stages. Then that will result in that one will accomplish Buddhahood for certain by the practice of Hevajra.
Tene nga jiramba de karrasa na sa jui, jui jui, nanjur jui, lami jui de, dona jui de yere.
Then these stages in brief consist of four levels of tantra or four different tantras. The tantra of performance, action, union, and last, the incomparable tantra.
Then the Najaramba ta ye nani woma som de tava gomba jeba yabu hine, tene coma jiba dorji, hembezaji jude temba ina, tene, tena, loma ke kuba chembo tepa, the kuba chembo goni lana, tene teton mebar, devil drop to grace somebody.
So then we have these four tantras. Then, having acquired an understanding of the view, meditation, and conduct of the three first tantras, the tantras of performance, action, and union, then if one after that, well, a student or a practitioner with great devotion and respect receives the teachings of the Hevajra Tantra, which belongs to the fourth class of Tantra, the incomparable one, then for certain that practitioner or student will be able to accomplish the practice of Hevajra.
Tomaram tangbo sanga ke chenyi kipa de karchimare.
So for these reasons mentioned, it's very important then to begin with acquiring an understanding of the characteristics of the Vajrayana. Sangha gitsa nirvana.
Sangha, sangha hipa de mengre. Mengre, tsuenzare. Meng de dan dembam, tsuenza de dan dembe, dene ta tsini jinje, tsini de karim ba de hakovoye.
So the Vajrayana or secret Mantrayana is a name. It's something that is defined by that specific name. It's then very important to know its definition or characteristics.
Le ta sanga kinchini de karres na. Chini de ta ju samonam. Nuimin le hindu sam goni nyam su lingguhen. Tab denyor ji chebar de seba sanga kinchini.
So the definition of the secret Mantrayana is as followed. It is profound view and action that are to be practiced in secret, that is not revealed to those that are not proper vessels for those teachings, not fit for receiving these teachings. The particularity of this path is that the methods are easy to practice and give rapid results.
Tatu samosi de caras and a dorje tepala Tava samonta Chupa samonire Tava samonte hindu hiparcava Toparcava tava samoyore Chupa samonte hindu hiparcava Wang buyan rama to tenin yams lin caleca buyupe Chupa yores.
So we have. First is mentioned then the profound view and action of the Vajrayana regarding the action or conduct, regarding the view. Then the view is extremely difficult to fathom or comprehend or understand, and the conduct or action is also extremely difficult to practice. It's only practitioners or students of superior faculties that are able to comprehend the view and practice the conduct.
Tatu samu siji de karasana lodu memba namje hindu topar kavata hindu nyamsu lang kavayimbena tene tatu samu sevare.
So, tatu samu. The view and action or conduct, these two are then said to be profound, for the reason that those of inferior capacity or intelligence are not able to fathom or comprehend these. For that reason then, view and action are profound.
Wang top jan tan tse nyambe no mayin be nyere.
So, then in the definition it's stated that these teachings are to be practiced in secret, not to be revealed to those that are unfit vessels. With an unfit vessel, one means someone who has not received empowerment, and someone who, in spite of having received empowerment, has not kept or guarded the associated commitments.
Tena tomar tene dorje tepe wankor matopala sanga ke tava samota chupa samota sushe morongware.
So therefore, it's incorrect to explain the profound view and action of the Vajrayana to someone who has not received empowerment.
Wang top jang nyamba te wang sangha ka wang kor top na yang tam tsek nyam te hyakpa ma zepa yina tam tsek nyam na yang hyakpa se na hye chukre tamtsik nyam te shakpa ma se pa ndawu yin na ten te la tamtsik nyam pa se gre ten ndawu la ten sanga ka tap chu che sa mo che mo rong ba re che na tamtsik dang ga gre
Then we have those that, in spite of having received empowerment, have not kept the associated commitments. Then if someone transgress any of the associated commitments, this is, well, the transgression itself is, so to speak, repairable. If the transgression is confessed and regretted, then in by means of that one restores the commitment. So this refers to someone who doesn't confess transgressions and therefore has not restored the commitments. To explain the or teach the profound view and action of the Vajrayana to such a person is improper. By that, the teacher would transgress his own commitments.
Sangha ka tamtsik, sangha ka wangkor hyo te tamtsik nyam na, tamtsik kyak pa tso te la yang, sangha durji tik pa lo la, tani tamtsik kyak pa, tamtsik nyam pa te kyak pa tap hindu mangbo yu bari.
So then, with respect to confession of transgression of commitments given while or during while receiving or during an empowerment, then with respect to confessing these, there are many different methods. Il existe de nombreux.
Ten nam je nang ni ya hu che se pa jo da jo nga da ni nga da bu la cho jung ko lo chong kor tang ge re sang ga lo chong kor je kap so teni hyak pa se na hyak pa tab ya hu de
so In the Vajrayana tradition, each month, there are specific dates according to the Tibetan calendar, the 10th, 15th, and 25th. During these days, then, it's usual to make what one calls a ritual feast. It's then the best method with respect to confession is then to confess transgressions during these ritual feasts on either of these dates mentioned.
Ta cho jung ko lu kap mayin ba tu jo yi ta xia ba se ya tap de hu le la hu ya hu de ka re sa na ten ne dor je sem be gom de se na ya hu de re
then the easiest method for confessing transgressions with respect to one's daily life is the practice of Dorje Senpa or Vajra Sattva.
Tate tsongkor je kapso tamse nyam jay shaktor tang Dorje Senpa kapso shaktor je shepa mangbo yore teso tanda nga su karaso koro tu tsu tsong tong tong re
So there are extensive descriptions on how to go about confessing transgressions, both in relation to the practice of Vajrasattva and confession done during a ritual feast. Rinpoche says since, there is not time enough to explain these in detail, so he just mentions that there exist extensive explanations.
Tandor dana kondu heba yendo wang mato patan tamse nyamba la hindu sam goni nyams langube gubesena tene sangha se.
So this path is called the secret mantrayana with emphasis on the word secret. Since it's to be practiced in secret, not, that is to say, not to be revealed to those that have not received empowerment and to those that in spite of having received empowerment have not kept the associated commitments.
Sangsetyo tela sangchor je tene hepa mangbu yore. Sangchor manda ba hira mangbu yore. Yine yang sangma ten dor dona rangyin je sangma tan begu be sangma nye yore. Rangyin je sangma te taba samute rangyin je sangma re he na yang lodu meba nam je go togo yomare to togo yomare. Kyoba sangma so begu be sangma. Rangyin je sangma begu be sangma nye yore.
Then, with respect to secret, well, we are talking about the secret mantrayana. Then, here the word secret is emphasized. There are extensive explanations on the way in which these teachings are to be kept secret, or the way in which they are secret. So, for one aspect is that the profound view that Rangyin Ji Sangma de
Tawa Samore. Tawa Samote Rangyin Ji Sabar Karansana Rangyin Ji Koran Samare to Mutobe Samare.
We have first the view which naturally is secret, since those of inferior intelligence cannot fathom or understand the view, therefore it's naturally secret. Then we have the action or conduct which then is to be kept secret, hidden literally.
Taba samote rangyin je sangma yinpe jumtsen karasa na sangha ke taba samote sahaja chenpo ta dzogpa chenpo re sahaja chenpo ta dzogpa chenpo te hye na yang tene lodu menpa tang tepa menpa tsoke lamsang to kale kakpo yore tepa latengo yore.
Then, as was said, the view is secret in itself, or naturally secret. The view then is related to the Mahamudra and Mahaati traditions. Even if the view of these traditions was to be explained, it would be secret. Naturally secret or secret in itself, since those of inferior intelligence are not capable of understanding or comprehend the view explained. Also, if the student doesn't have devotion, that will also contribute to will lead to that the view explained is not understood. So devotion here is very important with respect to developing an understanding.
Tena ta bena sangu pate kyoba samore kyoba samutsu hiena koto go yore te tene
So as was said, the view is self-secret, so to speak. Then we have the action or conduct, which is not self-secret. Therefore, it has to be kept secret. It's then improper to teach the conduct or action of the Vajrayana to someone who is an unfit vessel.
Tene sangha ke sangha je tagun samu nyamsu lenban doba tachu samu tachu sene yasare tachu samu nyamsu lenban doba namje tene wang ma toba namje toparisa wang hyoko yore wang top senpa namje Tene tamsek manyam basi gogo yore, kase tamsek nyamja zonna, tene shakpa yabu zonne, ti jisu tene takum, tachu samu nying gogo yore lopyong zonko.
So those that then desire to practice the view and conduct of the Vajrayana, then in case of someone who hasn't received empowerment, that person should request empowerment with respect to those that haven't kept their commitments. They should confess the transgressions, whereafter they can take up the practice of view and conduct.
Tene penanga je dorje lobon che ke nemi la sanga ke tene tava samong gomba samong cheba samong hiena tene dorje lobon te tamse dangar go yere
rangi tamse
re re dorje lobon te ni nga ke tamse dangar go yere.
So if a master of the mantrayana then were to explain the teachings of this tradition to someone who is an unfit vessel, then he would transgress his own commitments.
Sama nyimbe no mayimba no mayimba ke sanga ke tava samu gomba samu cheba samu mechu nyina yang nyimba bola yang chundun jugu yere.
Then in that situation, if one considers the student, the one who is listening to these teachings, being an unfit vessel, that will then bring about faults or defects with respect to the future practice of view, meditation, and conduct of the Vajrayana.
You ma mean by member say bala wang topper say batang wang top say no, then tamse mania besiege the karchimore.
So, therefore, it's very important or indispensable to first receive empowerment, or by means of empowerment, then one's mind or stream of mind. Comes to mature, that is what the empowerment brings about. Then, having received the empowerment, one should see to that the associated commitments are kept.
Tab denyorje chepar de sebas jide karasana durje tekpa te tab deve chepar ta tab deve chepar damba ba ta tab nyurve chepar damba pare.
Then, in comparison to the path of characteristics, which is the Sutrayana, the methods that are practiced in the Vajrayana are, compared to that tradition, easier to practice and bring about rapid results.
Luxor. Hindu chair people look sort of at any Kathopla, Kathomangboche Gogre. Tap Karasokro Minga, Timba Tavo, Kathopla team Mugupa, Kathopla team Mugupata. Seni Tekpatardo, Tene, Seni Tekpandrabu in Angota Yila, Jimbatango Grova, Tendravo Mugupartene, Tanda, Tapte, David Goni, Yamizoji.
So then, with respect to that, the methods of the Vajrayana are easy to practice. Then, if one considers some of the practices of non-Buddhist traditions, such as the Jains, in that particular tradition, the practitioner then practices austerity. In the Vajrayana, on the contrary, this is not needed. Then we have the Sutrayana, or the path of characteristics. There, when, for example, practicing generosity has to be developed to such an extent that one is able to give away even one's own flesh, parts of one's own body, such as the head, limbs, and so forth. In the Vajrayana, on the contrary, this is not necessary. Therefore, the practices of the Vajrayana are easier to practice in comparison to other traditions.
Dor dona tha dechob de karasana tene kathop chembo latim gupar doyon. Do you pang mugupan do you land the chair with goni? Tene nyamsalin thopare sanga ke tawa samu dang gomba samu yuna tagom samu te yabu ji hinan doyun pang mugupar doyun lando cherwa doyun tembe goni tene dorje te panyamsalang chobu serna tene thap khida devo yere doyun pang gona kale kabudwa.
So in the Vajrayana, as was said, it's not necessary to practice great austerity. In the Vajrayana, then, one doesn't have to give up or forsake the objects of the senses. In fact, one utilizes these as the path itself, but that practice then, as a basis for being able to do such practice, it is necessary to have a knowledge of the profound view and meditation. So with that as a basis, one then utilizes the objects of the senses as the path itself.
Sanga ge dorje tepe lolan doyon lan do cheri hipe lan do chechor te yapoji hakogo yore higo yore te lan do chechor de kan chechor de kan de sana doyon la doyon dorje tepe lolan doyon long che na yang doyon je chingwa me pa Doyunla, Shemba maybe goni, Chingwa maybe tapsamo yuvare, Teshi go yuvare.
Then, regarding the way in which one uses the objects of the senses as the path itself, there are again different explanations. It's with respect to this practice, then, it's very important to know how to go about this practice. Then, generally speaking, even though one enjoys objects of the senses, one should have no attachment to these objects, as a result of which one is not fettered by them.
It is The pang guba de carrasan and doyun la tamarje namdogi hemba de pangogre. Muguba de carrasana tamarje namdogi hemba maybe goni tene doyun long chejogre.
So then, in brief, with respect to this practice of the Vajrayana, there is then, in one way, there is necessary to forsake or relinquish, and in another way, not. So that which is to be forsaken or relinquished is then ordinary conceptual attachment to objects of the senses. That
Doyun la tamar ji hemba de pangogres. Tamar ji hemba pamb goni long jojogres.
Then having relinquished such attachment, one can proceed to, or go on to, enjoy objects of the senses.
Dorje tepe lolan doyun la, hemba mebe goni long jebe, peyam tsengi rabo de sore se na, tene de jarpo inrabo de tang, po ne drajurji jarpo maba lo satabre.
So then, examples of practitioners in the past that have been able to enjoy objects of the senses without being attached to them are then the king Indrabhuti and from India then, and from Tibet, the great translator Marpa.
Tikpa chenpi lola sanje je kompan dhub thukre te karpa trami som tang, doyen tang, sumcho sop doyen, soksum isa yu.
Soksum?
Soksum, sop doyen rin. Sop doyen sola tene zopa sanje je kompan dhub gugre, tuzo te se jingo go yere dorje thekwe lo la tene wangbu yangram cho du chirba yina tene tse chik malare panda go yina tse chik lu chik la yang songjo dorje changa kompang dob do go yere ti se na thap hin de nyaware
so then these methods of the Vajrayana bring about rapid results In the context of the Sutrayana or path of characteristics, the path leading to Buddhahood is much longer in terms of time. It's said to take either three great aeons, 7 or 37. So the amount of time it takes before achieving Buddhahood is then extremely long. In the Vajrayana then, it is possible for someone of superior faculties, such as Milarepa, to attain Buddhahood or the state of Vajradhara in one lifetime.
Te tabu yinba ser na, tene dorje tekpa te tab de chob tang, nyur chob ji goni, tab deva to nyur bu goni tene, tseni tekpa le chepar don paapan, chodo chepar.
So for the reasons mentioned then, the Vajrayana is elevated in comparison to the Sutrayana in terms of that the methods are easy to practice and bring about rapid results.
Ti tanda sanga hipe tsike dehin dordukibai. Sanga gintini dordukibai.
Was then a brief explanation of the definition of the Vajrayana.
Tene sanga gen tsini te hi te tene sanga ki yeva hi pa te kar chimbore.
Then once one knows about this definition, the characteristics of the Vajrayana, then one should gain a knowledge of the definitions of the various tantras.
Peta sanga ki yeva te tati kondu yuba yendo sa ju nanjur ju lami ju di yere.
So the various divisions of the Vajrayana are, as was said before, the four tantras, the one of performance, action, union, and the incomparable tantra.
Tangbo sa ju jin tsini ni si yu kunju trudan tsangra su tsovar tuyembe sanje pe nga ju sa ju jin tsini.
So first there is the definition of the tantra of performance of the Buddhist tradition. Then this tantra emphasizes external conduct such as cleanliness and so forth.
Tena se yukun jo chudan tantra zo zobar tuyembe sanje pe nga ju yina sa ju yinbe kyabure sa ju yina tena se yukun jo chudan tantra zo zobar tuyembe sanje pe nga ju yinbe kyabure. Oh, there it is.
So that which then emphasizes external conduct, such as cleanliness and so forth, is then the tantra of performance. Then the tantra of performance is that which emphasizes external conduct, such as cleanliness and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So, ti nyamsa lemba kapso tsama zoku pese na ti kapso xiang xiang xia dang xiang so yang pang na nyam ni zoku yore.
So then, regarding external conduct, cleanliness is mentioned. In addition to that, it's indispensable when practicing this tantra to give up eating meat and drinking liquor.
Nen seba kap se nyama re re la chu len som japa dang gu zang ma len som jemba la so ba ha jang zang da jembo xie yu.
Then we have cleanliness, which refers to that when one practices this tantra, one is supposed to keep very clean. One should take a bath 3 times a day and change one's clothes 3 times a day.
Well,
this tradition then originated in India, where it's very hot, so maybe it's because of the climate that these rules came about. In a cold country, then it would be very difficult to follow these instructions, namely to take a bath 3 times a day and change clothes 3 times a day. Well, certain parts of Tibet had an extremely cold climate, so it would have been very difficult to take a bath 3 times a day, let alone one.
Then in Europe, you know, chotsawo yere, then chiksena to some lela.
Whereas in Europe, it would probably be easier. There is hot water in all houses.
Re, re.
Only in the morning. So therefore, it would be easier here. So then, with respect to the room or house in which one practices, it should be kept very clean. One sweeps the floor and so forth.
We
have the practice of Nyungne, which is of this tantra. Then, while doing this practice, all of you have probably experienced that practice or have probably done that practice. Then, the place and so forth, where one practices oneself, the shrine, everything is to be kept very clean.
Ta ju ju jin sin yi de kar ra sa na se lu nga ge sa wa tang se lu nga ge sa wa chu dan zang ra tang chu dan zang ra so lu nga ge sa wa tang nang sem je ding en zin jin nyam ni cha nyam ba che chong me ba ding dong me ba cha nyam ba ju be
Then we have the definition of the tantra of action, in which external conduct of body and mind, body and speech, and internal samadhi are emphasized equally. So in this tantra, then cleanliness is not emphasized as strongly as in the tantra of performance. So it's more moderate.
Sajyu nangyi mugoba, dro zanda tina riba de kararasana, tingin zin gomba tini chanyam zogayirwa.
The reason for that is that here in this second tantra, samadhi is emphasized equally.
Then
the reason for that Then we have the definition of the Tantra of union of the Buddhist tradition. It emphasizes meditation, which unifies means and wisdom, and is very close to the incomparable Tantra tradition.
Ensuite,
re ta nanjur ju ju kap zo chudan tsanda zo mo go bi jum sin kar re sa na ti jum sin te ta jum sin ju go gen do jum sin min pe sa jum sin te nang ta ki ji nyam ni gom ba zo bor ju bi jum sin je te ni se chudan tsanda zo bor zo mo go bor
so since the inner practice which unifies means and wisdom is emphasized in this tantra, cleanliness and so forth is not emphasized at all.
Teya nan taki ji nyam ni gomba tsogur si gu bi jum sin karara sa na si pa ang kam so ng korba dunga le roba la nan taki ji nyam ni samu sem je tene nan taki ji nyam ni samu mi na siru chu dan zang da zang je korba dunga je togu yu ma re korba
So the reason for why the inner practice which unifies means and wisdom is emphasized in this tradition is that in order to free oneself from samsara or conditioned existence, suffering experienced in samsara, it's necessary to do that mentally or by means of a mental attitude. It's not possible to overcome suffering in samsara or conditioned existence only in dependence on external conduct such as cleanliness and so forth. Inner practice is indispensable.
Nga lami de hinde nyebe Sanjiba nga ju se yeroba Nga lami de hinde nyebe tsik te lukupa kare yore se na Saju tang Juju nipo te Nanjur ju mayin par lamsa ha koto vare Kare se na saju tang juju ni Nga lami de nyeba re de hinde nyeba ma re Nyehu te Tene nanjur ju re Ti se na hinde nyeba ase yomba kapso Saju tang juju te nanjur ju Main pada langsung kau tu begitu. Tene,
kau matu bagi unsur ki.
Reh, sini je sorti aku kere. Sa, sini je wang tu saya na saju dan juju ni nanjur juju impati je, sekte ke je gaya re. Je pada sarwa segitu.
Lari di na yang nanjur di ki, mana?
Te mare te chiga yore sigare. Te chepa tang sarva sen sinyi ji lola chepa sarva. Chepa tang sarva. Ha kon tene dekso.
Tene, sa ju tang chu ju gi tseni gi tsik.
Mem.
Na tene chiga yore.
Nan ta ki je tiran koso sabba tene kar re ta. Yanja tukadu. Nan ta ki je nam jur gomba tsovur churpa. Seyyondu, arere, maro, nang taki je nang jo gomba tsovur churpa, nga lami dang nyewe, nga lami dang nyewa si jete, oti no. Nga no. Lami dang nyewa si jete, di, nga lami di hindi nyewa si bati, saju juju nyi dang, nga lami rang yang chigure, nika chigure.
ハコゾン。スンカチェリオレ。レ、タテヒプチャズナ、ナラミでニエワヒペ。ナラミでヒンでニエワヒペ、サジュチュジュイテ、ニエワレでヒンでニエワマレ。ダレ。ナラミでニエワセヨンドゥ、ナラミランヤン、ナンジュジュインバテチグヨレ。セクテ。ナラメヤン。チグヨレ。チェセジュテ。メ、ナラメ。ナラミヤン、ナジュジュマインバ、ナジュジュマインバコトゴロ、カラサナ。 So then
it's
mentioned in the definition. that the Tantra of Union is then very close to the incomparable Tantra tradition. This statement then excludes that the two first Tantras of performance and action belong to this, or would be similar or belong to this third Tantra. It also excludes the fourth Tantra itself, the incomparable Tantra tradition, in the sense that these three Tantras of performance, action, and the incomparable Tantra tradition are excluded in the definition. They, you wouldn't say like that. By that statement, it is clearly put forth then that neither of the other three Tantras are or belong to this third Tantra of Union. So they are excluded in that sense.
Jui tamche jin cho du chul pa san je pa nga jui te tene lami jui jin sinir.
So then comes the definition of the incomparable Tantra tradition of the Buddhist tradition. It is supreme among all Tantras since it masters inseparability of means and wisdom.
Tabhi yemi do wang yor si ji te karasana woma la tabhi yemi ji nyamlin yore te tabhi yemi do wang yor wa mare. Nga lami de tabhi yemi la wang jorwa. Tabhi yemi je nyamlin cho do jorpa. Tabhi yemi je nyamlin lan meba yobese na tabhi yemi de wang jorwa re.
So this Tantra then masters the inseparability of means and wisdom. The lower Tantras then, well, the practice then which leads to the inseparability of means and wisdom is presented in the other three Tantras, the three lower ones, but it's not mastered in those Tantras.
As Lami Yimbate, take the Nubaki and over here. Lami Mayimba de Lansan Kotogre, Hitogre.
So then, therefore, for that reason, this Tantra is supreme among all Tantras. That then, that statement then excludes that the three lower Tantras would belong to the fourth tradition or the fourth Tantra.
Then the Sanje Bangaju Selegi Kangalandoga, the Guba Karasena, the Transi Sangha, Hindu Sangha de Jebusetore.
So then, with each definition, then, for example, with the last, it said the incomparable Tantra of the Buddhist tradition. It's mentioned. The Buddhist tradition is then mentioned along with each definition. That is then to exclude the possibility or that of a misunderstanding, since there are Tantras in the Brahmin tradition and in the Hindu tradition both. Therefore, it's mentioned that these Tantras presented here belong to the Buddhist tradition.
Donc ici dans chaque
tek tanje tonje mendava chimbo yere te ina tek tanje tene ndava yebare
ten mendava
tonde mendava chimbo yere te tek da tanye ji cha ndava yebare.
So then for example in the Hindu Tantras, then when these Tantras are compared to the Buddhist Tantras, there are similarities with respect to their presentation, that is to say, with respect to the words used, the terms used, but there is a great difference in meaning.
En effet,
tekpa remba godan rabe tene serpa lo lo go yo se do tela gonyom go se gonyom ba se den rabon rabo se ndawo tanyi ndawo gonyom se da ho go de dinyi de nyom go do ba gonyom ba rabon rabo gonyom den rabo le se
tekpa
tek da tanyi ndawo den da rabon rabo
gon
tekpa remba godan gonyom ba gonyom go se yo so do.
So we have the nine paths presented in the Nyingma tradition. Then in certain non-Buddhist traditions, or if it's one or more, I don't know, there is an explanation of nine paths, which is very similar, well, the words used are very similar to those in the Nyingma tradition. So therefore it's specified in the text that these tantras are of the Buddhist tradition.
Hindu sangha ta namba sangha la chepa kare yungre sena chepa mambo yore te tsovo te nginjong namba sangha la koba la nginjong sanchuk simchini tamche sanje je komba la koba la sanchuk je sem tene kanza ga da me ba de chu ji da me ba to pe yang ta ba ta ba som dang som dang de wa de dan den ba ji ni jong sa sin yang da ta ba som dang den ba go ni nyam sa dang go re de yin du de che par da pa 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 re.
There are then many differences between the secret mantra tradition of the secret mantrayana of the Hindu tradition and of the secret mantrayana of the Buddhist tradition. The main differences are that in the Buddhist tradition, one starts out or at the beginning of one's practice, one starts out with renouncing samsara or conditioned existence. One develops disgust for conditioned existence. Then one proceeds to develop the awakening mind, bodhicitta, which is the wish or desire to establish all sentient beings in Buddhahood. Then we have the view of twofold selflessness, individual and phenomenal. So the sum de ngejung chang sen dang
yandatawa.
These three then are three perfect views which are indispensable in the Buddhist tradition. That is then the main difference between the Hindu and Buddhist traditions.
The view of, you know, oh, yes. Number Sangha, the Hindu Sangha, the Chepa, the Pati, Ninjong, Sansin, Yandas, Tawa, Swam, just saying, Gubbis, said no, the Chepa, the Pavari. Sumpa, the
Yanda, Tawa.
A reason. Tell Kalekanda. Ninjong, Sansin, Yanda, Tawa, this.
Yes. So, for these reasons, then mentioned, the Buddhist Tantra tradition is superior to the Hindu Tantra tradition. The reasons were then renouncing samsara or conditioned existence, giving rise to bodhicitta, the awakening mind, and having developed the perfect view of twofold selflessness, individual and phenomenal.
Hindu Sangha the number Sangha la chepar karando hirap chenji takye tawa yina ta Hindu Sangha la ninjong sansin yanda tawa somte hye ndoga mandok takye tango yore.
So if an intelligent person were to examine what are the differences between the secret mantra yana of the Hindu tradition and of the Buddhist tradition, then that person would come to the same conclusion, namely that in the Buddhist tradition, one starts out by renouncing conditioned existence, then one gives rise to bodhicitta and develops the perfect view.
Namba sanjepe yedan hyavata trovo chakjin shecha trovo som kandeche gomna yang tene ngos namba shecha trovo la kandeche gomna yang ngos sanje yimbi yichi tan teba gogre tene hendi lola tenda u gogo doge ma dokta te to la
hyuchi re One big difference, which is very easy to understand, is that in the Buddhist tradition, one meditates on deities, peaceful, wrathful, and desirous. Whatever the aspect of the deity, in essence, what is necessary then, or what is present with respect to a practitioner of the Buddhist Tantra tradition is then that such a practitioner has a firm conviction in the fact that even though deities have appear in different aspects, in essence they are the same. So that is then one big difference which is very easy to understand. So then examining the differences between the Hindu Tantra and Buddhist Tantras should then see whether this difference is there or not.
Tantra we chepar yate Hindu sangha la yopa yina tene Hindu sangha tan namba sangha ni tumba re chekwa re tene nyambo nyamsalana ya dekhesa.
So if these four things are presented in the Hindu Tantras as well, it would mean that the Hindu Tantras and Buddhist Tantras are similar or the same, and in that case one could also practice the Hindu Tantras. So the reason why Rinpoche mentioned these differences is that some people think that the Hindu Tantras and Buddhist Tantras are the same. In order to eliminate such a misunderstanding, he then mentioned these differences. Then the definitions given are detailed. They are then drawn from the text, the Treasury of Knowledge. The root text then is shorter, as follows. The Tantra of Performance mainly teaches external conduct. The Tantra of Action teaches performance and samadhi equally. The Tantra of Union emphasizes profound and vast samadhi, and the incomparable Tantra is supreme, unifying means and wisdom.
Manjur Jyutavji Manjur. Yeah.